This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello, welcome to tonight's shiur. Before I start, let me just say that the shiur tonight, I've been asked by Rabbi Levine that it should be Le'ilu Nishmas Golda Bas Yehuda Leibish. That's Rabbi Levine's grandmother. And this should serve as an Ilu Nishmasa. And I'm sure not only this year, but of course, much of all of Rabbi Levine's amazing efforts on behalf of the Tzibur, including this forum, should be a zuchus for her as well. The topic tonight, the halacha topic tonight, is a very interesting one. Something which perhaps you may have thought of, and that is, do I have to do tshuva for averas, for sins, which I've already said sorry for? In other words, if I committed an avera some years ago, and I've done tshuva, do I have to say sorry again? Do I have to do tshuva again for a historic crime? That's the question. And we know, once you do tshuva, tshuva is tshuva, tshuva works. What are the elements of tshuva? Well, there are three. For a ben odom lemokom avera, a person broke Shabbos, a person ate something which is not kosher. So then there are three aspects, three elements to his tshuva. Number one, there is charata. He has to regret what he did. Number two, there is vidui. He has to verbalize it. He has to confess. He has to articulate his crime. And number three, there is azivas hachet and kabbalah la'osid, which means he's got to abandon that sin and undertake to try not to do it again. Once you've done those three things genuinely, then the slate is wiped clean. If you stole, you've got to return the money, you've got to apologize for offending someone, for causing distress, whatever it may be. But those are the three elements of tshuva. So once you've done that, you've done it. So is there any purpose in doing tshuva for sins which you've already done tshuva for? Now, this is actually a machlokas in the Gemara. If you take a look at the handout, the first box, if you're listening online, please email me and I'll send you the handout, j.golko@gmail.com. The Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav on the base says as follows. The first box. Averas which a person has already confessed, lo yisvada alehem yom kippurim acher. He should not confess, he shouldn't do vidu again in a subsequent yom kippur. V'im shana bohem, and if he repeated his crime, then tzarech lisvadas yom kippurim acher. Then he has to do tshuva. V'im lo yishana bohem, but if a person did not repeat his crime, in other words, it's a historic crime which he already did tshuva for, v'chozar v'hisvada alehen, and yet he does tshuva again for them, olav hakosav oimer kakelef shov al keyoi, which means, if you excuse me, like a dog returns to its vomit, Kasil Shayne Bahavlosa, so too is a fool who repeats his foolishness. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, that a person who did not re-offend, he's already done tshuva for it, it's not only pointless in doing tshuva again, says the Tanakhama, but it's wrong. It's like a dog, like a kelev, who's returning to the mess that he made. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, however, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argues and says, Kol Shekein Shel Meshubach, on the contrary, it is praiseworthy that he repeats his tshuva, shenemar, because it says, ki pesho'ai ani eida, I recognize my averas, my sins, v'chotosi negdi somid, and my sin is in front of me, is before me always. So the answer in brief is, it's machlokas. The Gemara has a braisa which says, the Tanakhama says that one should not do tshuva, should not say vidui, and do tshuva for sins which you've already asked for tshuva for. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, no, you should. So what we're going to do now in the short time in this halacha shir allows is just to discuss what are the svaras of both. What is the logic of the Tanakhama who says that it's wrong to repeat the confessions? What is the svara of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you should? And what is the halacha lemaisa? Practically, what does one do nowadays? So let's take a look. The Shari Tshuva in Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, the Rabbeinu Yonah is one of the great Rishonim. He wrote one of part of him writing on Shas, but he wrote the Shari Tshuva, which is one of the classic works on Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah, he was one of the main proponents against the writings of the Rambam of Moreh Nevuchim. And he signed the ban on learning the Rambam's Mir Nevuchim. And in the early 1200s, when they burnt the books of the Rambam in Paris, I think it was the 1230s or 1232, around then, only about 10 years later, wagon loads of Gemaras were burnt, and Rabbeinu Yonah witnessed it. And they say that that sort of persuaded him to realize that actually his ways were wrong, and that he should not have instigated this ban on the Rambam. And he did tshuva, and he went round and he said sorry in the various places where he had stood up at the pulpit and had spoken out against the Rambam. He now actually went and said he was wrong. Saying sorry and doing that is an incredibly hard thing to do. And writing the Shari Tshuva, they say, is part of this process. Now, what does the Shari Tshuva say, this classic work on Tshuva? In Shari Dalet, Ois Chapalov says the Shari Tshuva, of Midrashim Esir Ma'oid Shlo Yachsa V'Yisvada Alein V'Yem B'Tmarache, that once a person has done Vidui, has done Tshuva for a certain Avera, you should not do Tshuva again. There are two reasons for this, says the Shari Tshuva. One is, because it displays like a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it displays a lack of trust in the forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive for tshuva. That's one reason. Second of all, Vahasheni, if a person is only focused on historic crimes, his focus, his concern is only on the old crimes. And has he been perfect since then? And he will overlook current problems, current concerns. And therefore, the second reason, says the Shari Tshuva, is that he'll only focus on historic sins and he won't worry about the current ones, which is, of course, that's wrong. Now, there is a third reason that I came across, and that is, I saw it in the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov says that the reason, the Tam Shal Tanakama, Kivin Shekva Hisvada Olof Pamachat, since he has already done tshuva for the crime, Royu Lios Muvtash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabal Vidu V'Tshvasu Pamrishan, he should be confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted his tshuva, Ki Ein Nechofetz V'Havtzaras Harbe Kedarka Shabri Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a person to be eaten up by historic crimes, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you've asked for tshuva, I've given you tshuva, move on, which is a very important message. Tshuva is 1% looking backwards and is 99% looking forward. If a person is sort of consumed by a historic crime, then he's sort of all absorbed by it. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, you've done tshuva, move forward, move on. So three reasons why the Tanakhama perhaps says it's wrong to repeat tshuva for crimes which you've already done tshuva for. Number one, it displays a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's forgiveness. Number two, if a person focuses on historic sins, then he'll overlook the current ones. And number three, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a person to be eaten up by historic crimes. Okay, those are the three reasons given for the Tanakhama. What about Rabbi Elias ben Yaakov? Rabbi Elias ben Yaakov says that a person, it's praiseworthy. V'chotosi negdi somit. So Rashi on the Gemara there says one reason. V'chotosi negdi somit. Eini sova shekaparat olai. V'haru tomit ki'ilu hu negdi oimit. In other words, that a person is not confident that he has been forgiven. And it appears that the sin appears constantly in front of him, which is a madrega. The second reason is given by the Eitz Yosef, and I saw it in the Ha'oras of Rabbi Yashiv on the Gemara there. Rabbi Yashiv, it says there, Mishum Shechosh Hashem Elohim Yil Tshuvas Gemura. The person is concerned, maybe I didn't achieve complete tshuva. Maybe I didn't achieve perfect repentance. I didn't do tshuva properly. I fell short. And the third reason, very interesting one, is given by the Marsha. The Marsha says that perhaps your tshuva was motivated out of fear. And tshuva meyira, it reduces any zedonos, any premeditated averas done on purpose from mezid to shogeg. But shogeg, accidental error, still needs tshuva. And therefore, the Maharsha says, one, that is the, perhaps the reason of Rebbe ben Yaakov, because inadvertent averas also require tshuva. Okay, so you see three reasons for Rebbe ben Yaakov that it's appropriate to repeat the tshuva. Number one, that a person may not be confident that he's been forgiven and the aver is just sort of in front of him always, Rashi explains, and that's considered a virtue. Number two, that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, that's not the issue, but he's just afraid he didn't do tshuva properly. And third of all, the Marsha, that the tshuva may have been caused out of Yira, tshuva me-Yira, not tshuva me-Ava, and if it was done me-Yira, then the Zedonis become like Shkagos, the premeditated, deliberate crimes, averas were done, and they were transformed to inadvertent crimes. And that still requires tshuva. The question is, who do we pass by? What's the halacha? So this is an interesting machlokas. The minority view are of the opinion, like the Tanakhama, that you do not repeat the tshuva. That is Rabbeinu Yonah, cited above. And also the Tur in the name of Yitzchak ibn Gias, which I've quoted at the bottom of the page. However, the mainstream view, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, are all of the opinion that one should repeat the tshuva. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam. He should go back and repeat. Even though he hasn't done the Avera since. Which is, of course, the passage that Rebbe Ben Yaakov brings. Interestingly, the Kesef Mishnah says, why do we pass like Rebbe Ben Yaakov? Das Yochid. So the Kesef Mishnah says, because there is a general rule that Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnosei Kav V'Noki, his rulings are pure and clean, and therefore we paskin like him. Just incidentally, the Achronim asked the question, again, I've got it on the sheet there, various Achronim asked the question, but that rule only applies when Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov argues in a Mishnah. When Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov argues in a Braisa, which is our Gemara, Numa, Pei, Vav, Beis, the rule does not apply. So that is some question on the Rambam, but that's not for now. But either way, the Rambam says very clearly, Chayze o misvada aleihem, and so says the Tur, in the name of his father, the Rosh, the Avi Adoni Zal, says the Tur, Kosu sheyochu misvadas aleihem, afopi shalim shona bohem. And the Shulchan Aruch also uses that expression, not as strong as the Rambam of Chayze o misvada, but the Shulchan Aruch uses the expression, yochu lachzov misvadas aleihem. And that seems to be the normative halacha, that a person can, does not have to, but can do tshuva again for averas which he's previously done tshuva for. Now, just some final thoughts. What's the svara for that? So, one svara is actually by the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, the Rabbeinu Yonah was the one who said that the halacha is like the Tanakhama. But still, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look at box number five, va'omnam, yesh levakish rachmim kol yimei chayav al stichas avonos v'harashonim v'achronim, v'liyes yorei u'mafachid ulai lo hishlim chayk ikari ha-tshuva. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps he hasn't done tshuva properly himself. Maybe he hasn't quite reached that level. And therefore, it's probably good practice to do it. The Chinuch, very interestingly, in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalad in Parshas Noso, he says, this is his Lashon, Gam mitoich haskaras hacheit beprat, what is the purpose of vidui? Why do we go through this confessional where we articulate averas that which we may have done? Says the Chinuch, because by mentioning the chet, by specifying it, yizahem imenu yosef hamacheres, that will help us not do it again. Levaliyeh michshel michshavoy. Ach sheyoyim befiv kazu v'chazu asisi. When iskalti b'maisim, when a person says, I did X, Y, or Z, and I behaved foolishly, yenigdash reyoshu lasis kein. That is a fence, that is a geder, and I'm not going to do it again. So it's a preventative measure. And the final thought goes to the Michtav Melio, Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says in Chelik Dalet, on page number 86, a very interesting paragraph. Let me just read it to you. Kaimelon, we know, Averas Vada Aleim B'Yom HaKippurim Zeh. Averas that a person has already done vidui for, he's done tshuva for them in a previous Yom Kippur. Chayzo Misvada Aleim B'Yom HaKippurim Acha Afa Pishu Emid B'Tshuvosa. That's the Rambam that we quoted above. That's the Michtav Melio quoting the Rambam. V'tzor Chiyun asked Rav Dessler, strong question. What's the purpose of regret and vidui for something which you haven't transgressed it since you said vidui and did tshuva last time? Ha'achshav zakahu. Right now, the person is zakai. He's meritorious. What's the problem? Ha'im cholish and isrape ichbas loy b'cholish shehoyle mikaydem. If a person had a cold 3 months ago, am I worried about that? Am I still taking medication for it? It's gone. Move on. Says Rav Dessler. Avul ha'MST. The truth is. Shemi shecholav v'nisrape, someone who was ill and is now cured, is now better. Gam kein sorich lachsher shem adayin kayomim boy chidok ha'chole. He's got to be worried that maybe there's a lingering aspect of his illness. Maybe not all the bacteria have gone. Maybe there's some aspect of it that it hasn't been removed fully. V'chein ha'chote sheshav, and so too the sinner when he does tshuva. Hacharot tzricha lifayim bay instinct, says Rav Dessler. Charota should be ringing. V'hi metakenes es rishme hacheit hanisharim behove, v'im lo yischaret adayim mechusuru. In other words, that the person recognizes that perhaps when he sinned previously, he has some sort of susceptibility, some sort of propensity towards that sin. Has that susceptibility been entirely removed? And therefore, to revisit that Aveira and to repent one more time, not to earn atonement, kapara, he's already got that, but to continue improving one's disposition away from it is really what the Chinuch was saying. And therefore, in summary, what have we said? Do you have to do tshuva for sin which you've already said sorry for? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara and Yuma Pevav on the base. The Tanakhama says it's wrong to repeat the confessions. Three reasons for that. Number one, it displays a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Hashem's ability to forgive. Number two, it will cause a person to focus on historic averas and not contemporary ones. And number three, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a person to be eaten up by past historic crimes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to move on. Tshuva is 1% past, 99% future. Rabbi Elez ben Yaakov argues and says, no, a person should repeat tshuva for historic crimes. Three reasons we said. Number one, that a person is not confident that the avera has been forgiven and it sort of appears constantly in front of him and Rashi says that seems to be a virtue. Number two, that a person knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, but he's just afraid he didn't do tshuva properly. And third of all, the Marsha, that a person can do tshuva, but it just reduced it from a zodon to a shogeg, but a shogeg also requires tshuva. Halach lemaisa, what do we do? It's a machlokas. The minority, Rabbi Nuyona, the Tur in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ibn Gias, says that we paskin like the Tanakama, and you don't repeat. However, the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, are all of the opinion that one should. According to the Rambam, it's the lashon of chayzo misvader. It's more emphatic. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say yochel achzor. You can. Don't have to, but you can. And what is the svar for that? Well, perhaps says the Michtav Eliyahu, echoing the words of the Chinuch, that it sort of is a safeguard. That if one has a susceptibility, a weakness to a certain Aveira, by doing tshuva again and saying vidu one more time, then that could build a fence, a sort of a protective measure against slipping in that particular area. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all do tshuva gemura, and it should be received fully by HaKadosh Baruch.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.